Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you're an important part of our EWTN family, and we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we are happy to welcome back Ulrika Drevnok. Now, she is a registered nurse and a fertility education manager for FEM, and FEM stands for Fertility Education and Medical Management. FEM works to educate women and connect them with providers, a very important part, who can offer genuine health care and fertility management. Go to their website, femhealth.org, FEMMHealth.org. Well, we certainly had a great conversation with beautiful Ulrika yesterday. To empower women, your understanding of your fertility, as to say, is this solvable without prescribing birth control to mask some of the symptoms that I'm having here, which is what pretty much the medical community has done for a couple of generations. And so mothers then have taught that to their daughters. And so FEM has come along to say, wait a minute, it's a 70-year-old organization. But now women are rising up and saying, this wasn't the best thing for me. Maybe there is another way that's natural and healthy by God's perfect design. Because as you always say to me, woman, you are a mystery.
We're talking about ovulation cycles, the importance of ovulation, the various hormones that are put forth, how it affects every organ and system in a woman's body. Mm-hmm. Why is my ovulation, my fertility, suppressed? Is it suppressed from the outside through prescriptions, or is it just suppressed because my body's not doing what it needs to be doing, and why? What's the underlying problem regarding that? Or maybe I'm perfectly healthy, a teenage girl. I want to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. And FEM can help with that so that you know you're as healthy as you possibly can be. So may babies come forth as a result of this time.
Yes, we pray.
May good health come forth for you as a woman made in the image and likeness of God. It's femhealth.org, femhealth.org. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're delighted to welcome back Ulrika Drevnok. Now, she's a registered nurse and a fertility education manager for FEM, F-E-M-M, Fertility Education and Medical Management. FEM works to educate women and connect them with providers who can offer genuine health care and fertility management. Go to their great website. It's FEMMHealth.org, FEMHealth.org. Well, Ulrika, you did such a great job yesterday in explaining about what FEM is and what it does. Tell our family a little bit today, in a nutshell, quickly what it is, and then we also want to go on to teen FEM, right?
Great, yes. So FEM has existed since 2012. It really grew out of a lot of conversations and a need that was really seen for women to be informed participants in their healthcare and to have somewhere to go when issues did arise. And so FEM has really grown from that. There's three ways that women can sort of enter the FEM ecosystem: through the FEM app, which is free and available for iPhone and Android users, through FEM teachers, so learning how to chart their cycles, or through their FEM medical providers.
Perfect. And now you're venturing out because, you know, we learn, or we should be learning, our feminine health from our mothers or maybe our sisters. So this really should be happening in the domestic church, right? I mean, this should be very natural, very happening. I had four sisters, and my mom didn't do the best job, and nor were we relying on the school system. So you can see where we as a society then would run to the medical community to say, fix this problem. unless you had a good naturalist in your family, he was going, wait a minute, let's try and figure this out. So we relied on the medical community to fix all underlying issues that were happening. And maybe we didn't get the best prescription for that. So we want to rally a whole nother generation to rise up and to say, it's not just your mother, it's not your grandmother's, but we want to take it to the next generation. So what is FEM doing for FEM teens?
Yes, so one of the favorite portions of becoming a FEM teacher that a lot of our teachers identify is our Teen FEM program. And Teen FEM can be taught in small settings, it can be taught one-on-one, it can be taught to a small group, it can be taught in schools, and really it allows young women to learn the signs of health that are supposed to appear in their bodies. When a young woman first has her first period, we expect that period to be regular after about a year. If we're seeing that it's irregular, we know that there might be an issue in her hormonal axis. And so when young women have the tools, when they have the knowledge and have been given that knowledge to see, this is normal, this is not normal. Mm-hmm. These parameters are these days, mine are falling outside of that. And when they can identify that, they can become an informed participant in their healthcare. They can collect their own health data that they can then bring to a medical provider if something's off. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's our hope that everyone has a normal and healthy regular cycle that's giving them all the health benefits that ovulation gives mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. But in the case where things are off, and we know that there are sometimes cases of that, we have somewhere to send them. We have medical providers who really want to delve deeper to find the root cause of what's going on for these young women and treat it at the source. Yeah.
Well, and as a mother and as a grandmother, you have to be intentional about it. I mean, you have to take it seriously and say, because, you know, we just grew up different. We were trained wrong. And so now there's a new model. There's a new way to say, okay, now we have to go in this lane and understand the beauty and the mystery of being a woman and let it be as natural and healthy as it possibly could be, right?
Well, you shared your story on the first show of multiple miscarriages, and you got in touch with FEM, and they began to put you into this charting and the whole process. You got in touch with what was going on and were able to conceive. You spoke about a woman who had some miscarriages, couldn't conceive, went to FEM, went through the process, medical management as well as charting and so on. She had a thyroid problem, you said. How much better had you been in this process when you were a teenager?
Absolutely.
And we're glad because, you know, Joy, you said, well, I didn't really get much instruction from my mom on this. Mm-hmm. And well, welcome to the club. But now at least one, if not two of our granddaughters mm-hmm. are a part of
teen health,
health, mm-hmm. FEM and so on. And they're finding out, at least one of them, you know, is finding out things about her own health that she had no idea about that are really important aspects hormonally for her health and well-being, how she feels and if she hopes to be a future mother. So the earlier, the better. You can avoid a lot of confusion and pain if early on you're equipped to take control as best you can of your health care and what you want and what you don't want.
Absolutely. And it really is so beautiful when we see that teens are hungry for this information, and so are their moms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom did actually a great job. And, you know, but there's this whole piece missing where we weren't able to know what were the signs of health that we should be looking for. Mm-hmm. And so now that we have that information, and now that we're able to teach women, young women, simply, it's not anything that's actually, you know, we teach this everywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have teacher trainings going on right now in Tanzania. So there's a whole generation of women on all the continents mm-hmm. who are learning about this. We have teachers all over the world. This group of teachers that are being trained in Tanzania right now will be able to share FEM in their communities. And, you know, there's issues with internet access there. There's issues with certain resources and supplies. But any woman across the globe can learn to chart with the FEM method mm-hmm. and can chart her cycle and know what is abnormal and what is normal and then be able to make a move if she needs to.
Mm-hmm. You know, I hate to say it, but there's, I mean, you are really opposed. You know, people just say, that's too much time to do that. You know, no, they can't do what you say. You're saying they can do that, but they can't do that. People don't want to do that, and they just want to go to a doctor and say, this is what we're going to prescribe you to help with this situation. But you're finding that really women are very interested, you know, in this, and because, well, it's about my body and how I feel, you know, my body, my choice. Well, this is one case where it really applies. This is my body. I want my choices, and I'm not going to take for granted just what a doctor is telling me about that. You know, this is going to happen to me. I'm going to ingest what you're telling me to ingest, and so on.
Absolutely. And so we find that young women are so hungry for this, and they want to know about it. And what we're really excited about is that we have a middle school program about to launch for grades 6, 7, and 8, both on the female side and on the male side. So we have Teen Femme for grades 6, 7, and 8. We also have Teen Men for grades 6, 7, and 8. So letting young people know about their bodies, what is normal hormonally for them, and how to really encourage health for both men and women, and how to help them respect one another's bodies in the best way possible.
Okay, so now you just threw me. Okay, I was getting the girls and the women, but now you're saying men. So what are you doing with the men? What do we need to know?
Is it hormonally too for men or what? So for on the men's side, we don't have a program. Men can't chart a cycle, obviously. Right. They don't have a cycle to chart. But on the men's side, we can offer health education, even at that level of grades 6, 7, and 8, that allows them to see how is testosterone important for them, how that they can encourage health in their body in that way. And gradually, they can be at the right age and at the right level for that boy, can be introduced to what a female ovulation cycle is.
So
at the right time, it's actually a very, very important thing for them to learn about.
Well, here in the United States, we know this to be true, that Planned Parenthood is in most of the schools, and they're in there just telling them awful things about their sexuality and about contraceptions and about abortion, and they're getting the wrong message. So it's so beautiful that you get to go in and give the right, healthy, good, natural, true, and beautiful message.
Absolutely. I mean, Teen Femme is not a sex ed program. Mm-hmm. It's really a hormonal health program. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So letting young women know what's normal and healthy, and helping them to figure it out when it's not.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, that does lead to conversations. I mean, if a girl knows the wonder of her body and the chemistry of the body, the integration of the body, how that ovulation cycle affects every organ, every part of her system. Perhaps when she's invited to have a sexual relationship and the guy says, well, just take the pill or, you know, or whatever, it's going to be like, that is so much lower than what I desire. You know what I mean? At least they would know that instead of, well, I don't know anything about the wonder of my body. Yeah, I guess that sounds good and we can do that.
Absolutely. When a young woman understands from an early age, or whether she hears it when she's 25 or 35, but when she can understand that estrogen and progesterone affect so many different body systems, it affects your cardiovascular system, your musculoskeletal system, your neurological system, and those effects have long-term ramifications for health. So we want women to be able to achieve their health goals, but we want them to be healthy, and we want them to be healthy through their whole life.
Tell our family about the infertility abnormalities that women suffer, and how can FEM be helpful to them?
So one example I could give you is a case study example of a young woman who was a 21-year-old college student, and she came to us with some complaints. Acne, hair growth on the face and elsewhere that was unwanted and actually not normal, mood problems, and weight gain. And so all of those things were, you know, letting us know that this might be a case of PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And that is something that FEM can help to treat. So women don't have to suffer with these sorts of issues. So when we see issues in the chart where a woman is having long, prolonged mucus, long cycles, much, much longer. A normal cycle is 24 to 36 days in that range. If we see cycles that are much longer than that, 60 days, 120 days, that can sometimes be normal, just completely skipping periods, not getting a bleed at all. And so when we see that in the charting, and when we see that coupled with those symptoms, a FEM teacher is able to say, hey, you know what? Your charting is out of range. And we've seen this now for two cycles in a row or three cycles in a year. Why don't you just go and meet with a FEM medical provider and see what can be done? And in that young woman's case, she was able to get answers and she was able to help herself. Mm-hmm. Her goal was not to achieve pregnancy. She was a young woman, she was still studying, but she was able to achieve her health goals and she was able to help herself, because we know that left untreated, polycystic ovarian syndrome has many, many health ramifications for women. And so we want at FEM to be able to help those women to treat it, even if their goal isn't to achieve a baby at that point.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Again, break down for me the FEM aspect in itself and then the medical management aspect and getting people to doctors that have signed up with you so that they could do more detailed study of what's going on here. Because there may be some people say, I have no idea about anybody in my community that would do anything like that.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I know in our own family situation, you know, through a number, we've had 9 miscarriages, you know, among our family. And one, it was pretty clear, you know, that it looked like, you know, maybe more progesterone was needed. But it was like we couldn't get a doctor to, like, prescribe this early on or something.
Right. And so we had, you had to fill the quota.
We had to
leave
this guy and say, mm-hmm. no. You know, we got enough information here that it's sounding like we had to find somebody else and search. So just speak about the connections.
So, I mean, anytime we see a case of low progesterone, we know that ovulation is not occurring optimally, because there has to be a good ovulation driven by estrogen in order to support the formation of something called the corpus luteum, which gives us progesterone in the second part of the cycle. So in those cases, a FEM provider could look at that cycle with the assistance of a FEM teacher. Right. So a FEM teacher is usually where women start, but it's not always where they start. So it might be that they access a provider first and the provider says, hey, can you go learn with a FEM teacher? We need to see where your cycle's at. We need to be able to help you find ovulation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if it's not there, we know that something's up, or if there's other signs that it's not occurring optimally. And sometimes women will enter because they link up with a FEM teacher. And on our website, we have, you can find a medical provider, you can find a FEM teacher. We have a huge directory. And those women then are able to then access the care. So whether it's because they enter via a FEM teacher first and then need to move on to a medical provider because some abnormalities are seen, or whether they access a FEM provider and then need to learn to chart their cycle in order to have the full picture. The charts are never diagnostic, mm-hmm. but it's one piece of what a provider
uses.
Well,
it's an image, right? It's a mirror. It's telling you something's awry here.
Absolutely.
And it's a measure as to what's going on.
And then you get them to physicians and other healthcare people who are certified, who really have almost a vocational calling to find out the underlying problem. They're dedicated to that you could be integrated in the way you need to be integrated in terms of your fertility cycle. We're going to hold you over for the final segment. I know you're ready to share further, but we'll be right back. Hope this is so very helpful for you, and you have a whole community at femhealth.org to support you, to support your teenage daughter in the wonder of her fertility. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're wrapping up our conversation with Ulrika. I mean, I've so enjoyed this conversation and your beautiful passion for it. But tell our family why this is so important to you, and then also what is next for FEM?
I think it's so important because women deserve this type of health care. Mm-hmm. They deserve to have their issues heard. They deserve a provider who will walk alongside them and really get down to the root issue of their symptoms. And so for FEM on the horizon, we're so excited to have new teachers being trained every year. We have teams all over the world who are training teachers in their own local communities. Mm-hmm. And the more that we can have teachers who understand this and then transmit that information information to young women, the better. And we're so excited to also welcome new medical providers each year, which we are doing. So we have a big training coming up in Columbus, Ohio in June, and that's just going to be a wonderful opportunity to be together and to have more medical providers hear about this. And these medical providers are just wonderful people who really are looking to give their patients their best and to help their patients be at their best. Mm-hmm. And that's what we really want.
Well, we as a pregnancy medical center in Birmingham, Alabama, you know, we've had FEM teachers come in and it has been revolutionary to our clients and even to our staff as we're sharing with our clients.
And we have FEM teachers as well as the medical management. With a doctor, with healthcare providers.
So you can connect dots for them. So that it's not like they're coming in and it's like, oh, forget it. I've been on birth control. I'm just a lost cause right now. But it's like, okay, now let's reset. There's a new way. I'm sorry that you believe that, but there's another way. And where we can bring them in and to say, if you're interested, all of this is available to you. There are providers that you can be connected with. And it might mean you have to switch your doctor situation. Or you can still keep your OBGYN, but now you're empowered this way to learn this information that you then can bring to your OBGYN, right?
Absolutely, and we're so happy when we're able to make connections with other medical providers. So the more that we can tell people about this and explain, there's somewhere to be trained, there's CMEs, there's continuing medical education credits to be gained here, and you know, all of this is evidence-based knowledge. So the more that we can help providers to learn, the more that we can help women to become literate about their own bodies, the better for everyone.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for being with us. It really is a life-giving health message. Welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy and EW Tan family.
Bless your life.
But I'm telling you, this is a very important show here today. And for those of you there that may have taken another course, maybe something's being exposed in terms of just the contraceptive lifestyle that you know you've chosen, you can begin again. You know, you're not alone in wrong decisions, and we want you to make a right decision. And some of it has nothing about any decision you've made. It's just the way it is in your body, in your daughter's body. And so you want the best health and the best health care possible for yourself and for your young people, your daughters and grandchildren. So you're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. Be filled with hope. And you're always at home with Jim and Joy. God bless you. Bye now.